If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
The storm death toll rises in the Northeast.
I'm blown away. Shocked. I'm past that.
I can't believe it.
The president surveys damage in Louisiana.
The nation is here to help.
Labor Day weekend begins with a warning.
If you are unvaccinated, we would recommend not traveling.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The death toll has shot up to at least 43 in the Northeast, where the remnants of Hurricane Ida caught states from Maryland to Massachusetts off guard this week. This man's 48-year-old neighbor and her 22-year-old son died when water rushed into their basement apartment in New York City.
I heard a loud scream. It was devastating. Nobody could help them. They were very helpless.
Correspondent Mola Lange is in Wayne, New Jersey.
Across the Northeast, first responders rescue those in danger from rising tides and powerful floods. Boats went house to house in Delaware and Pennsylvania to save the stranded. Matt Bush Jr. escaped the water on the shoulders of a first responder.
Because it's really deep and I'm cold.
This is the worst I've ever seen it, even with Sandy.
When Hakeem Hampton's basement started flooding, he tried to drive to a friend's house to borrow a pump.
You had to climb out a window?
I climbed out the window because I knew if I opened the doors, all that water was, get in the vehicle.
Look at that tornado!
Crews are cleaning up towns torn apart by tornadoes and fixing crumbled roads that swallowed up cars. Governor Phil Murphy toured the damage in New Jersey.
This is going to take us some time to dig out of. There's no question about it.
Tens of thousands of homes in the Northeast still have no power. The death toll from Hurricane Ida stands at least 13 in the South. President Biden will survey the damage today in Louisiana.
Governor Edwards encouraged me to come and assured me that my visit will not disrupt recovery efforts on the ground. That's what I wanted to be sure of.
An investigation is underway into the deaths of at least four nursing home residents taken to a warehouse to ride out the storm. Correspondent Maria Villarreal has details from New Orleans.
The last of 843 nursing home residents were relocated after state health officials deemed conditions inside unsafe. Families rushed to the site looking for answers, blindsided by the news.
Of course they should be held accountable. Everyone that was here that didn't help the people that needed help.
Governor John Bel Edwards vowed legal action against anyone found responsible.
We're going to do a full investigation into whether the owner of the facilities failed to keep residents safe and whether he intentionally obstructed efforts to check in on them.
With hurricane recovery efforts entering their fifth day and hundreds of thousands still without power and other critical supplies, Edwards urged calm.
I know that people are anxious and tired. I'm asking people to be patient.
But patience is wearing thin.
Electricity isn't the only thing that's still scarce in Ida's aftermath.
I'm Jim Crisul in Pensacola, Florida. It's a scene being played out across the upper Gulf Coast. Long lines of cars snaking around gas stations that have fuel.
The gas lines are all at least about a half a mile long.
Just a bounce trip from gas station to gas station to see who has what.
Even where they have power, they don't have fuel.
Most of the eight refineries in Hurricane Ida ravaged Louisiana remain offline. It's not clear when they will resume normal operations.
The Labor Day holiday is getting underway, and the question is whether Americans will heed the COVID warnings. CBS's Errol Barnett with travelers weighing the risks.
The barbecues and beach trips that typically wrap up the summer just might be busted this year.
If you are unvaccinated, we would recommend not traveling.
CDC Director Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urged the unvaccinated to stay home and the rest of us to reconsider.
People need to take these risks into their own consideration as they think about traveling.
We were going to do a desert sunrise yoga Zoom.
Guided self-care coach Jenka Gefinkel, who is vaccinated, just canceled her Joshua Tree, California plans after her own recalculation. Her friend asked,
"Are you going to feel comfortable if you go?" When I really thought about that, my answer was no.
Plenty of Americans agree. This holiday weekend, none of the major airlines expect to reach pre-pandemic traffic. United forecasts a 23% drop.
Pandemic-related shortages are bringing some car production to a halt. GM is putting a temporary stop to operations at 15 North American plants because of a lack of semiconductor chips. Some factories in Southeast Asia have closed because so many workers there are infected with COVID. His bizarre costume set him apart from other rioters at the U.S. Capitol in January. Jacob Chansley, who wore face paint, a fur hat with horns, and carried a spear, is expected to plead guilty today. Video captured him shirtless, heavily tattooed, inside the Senate chamber. He was facing six charges, including civil disorder. Police in New Zealand are calling it a terror attack. A man with a knife went on a stabbing spree in a supermarket. Then when it was over, six people were injured. The suspect was dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
The individual was under constant monitoring, and it was the police surveillance team that shot and killed him within, I'm told, the space of roughly 60 seconds of the attack.
Officials described the suspect as an Islamic extremist from Sri Lanka. Three of the injured are in critical condition. The weather is helping firefighters in California attack a three-week-old wildfire burning dangerously close to a popular resort town. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The winds that were pushing the fire have calmed. Fire crews are also being helped by increased humidity. The Calder fire is far from contained. It's now burned more than 210,000 acres, but for the moment at least, South Lake Tahoe seems safe.
TikTok users are flooding a Texas abortion whistleblower website with Shrek memes and fake reports after the Supreme Court allowed the state to enact the toughest abortion restrictions in the country this week. The online protesters are hoping to crash the site. The Women's March organization says it's planning a mass mobilization protest October 2nd. Here they go again. ABBA, the Swedish pop stars who started singing together 50 years ago, have just released two new songs. They've also announced an album called Voyage, their first since 1982. It'll be released November 5th, and a holographic version of the band will present a concert series debuting in London May 27th. Department stores in California may be going gender neutral. CBS's Monica Ricks has the details.
The state's not getting rid of boys and girls sections in stores, but a new bill could force big retailers to display more children's products in gender neutral ways. The state legislature passed the bill requiring department stores to have a gender neutral section, not necessarily for clothes, but more for toys and hygiene products. And it would only apply to stores with 500 or more employees, so small businesses would be exempt.
On Broadway last night, a standing ovation for Waitress with Sarah Bareilles, one of the first of two musicals to return after the year-and-a-half pandemic shutdown. Vaccinations and masks were mandatory. The cast paid tribute to former member Nick Cordero, who died of COVID. His wife, Amanda Klutz, joined them on stage for an encore. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, September 3rd. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.